What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back from Labor Day weekend.
We're live.
It's back to school week for a lot of kids.
Yes.
When you guys went to school as young versions of yourself, were you guys... Did you walk to school? Did you take the bus? Did you get a ride?
Well, it depends on which school. Like elementary school, I walked.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. Get your steps in.
Oh, God, yes. You know, had my Apple Watch on. Yeah, it wasn't very long ago that I was going to elementary school. Yeah, because it was like a few blocks away from our house. But then junior high was a little bit further. I had to take a bus. And then our high school was like 45 minutes to an hour away.
And no.
Yeah.
That so you got sucked. A ride every day? Or I guess like you started driving at some point.
No, we were on the bus.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was that long of a ride?
Yes.
Holy
cow. No, if we had a car, it was like 15, 20 minutes.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
What about you, Danny? Were you a walker, a busser, a rider?
I got a ride every day.
Spoiled.
A bunch of hot chicks.
Girlfriends.
Yeah,
my mom.
Well, don't let her know we said that. That'll make things awkward next time we see her. Some hot babe, aka Danny's mom.
Well, good luck with back to school, everyone.
Oh, I was a
bus kid. Always a bus kid. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, and a horse and buggy.
Yes.
Of course.
The farm, yeah.
Happy back to school. Shout out to all the bus drivers that listen to the Daily Mix Show. I'm sure there's like at least two.
And our thoughts go out to all the parents that have to send their kids off to school.
Yes, blessings upon blessings. Time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn today. It's a very big day. I know Danny recently did this in the last year or so. It's National Pierce Your Ears Day.
Yeah. Nice.
So if today you were thinking about doing it, today's the day to do it.
Get out there and do it.
Just don't pierce your eyebrow because then this could happen.
I'm really lightheaded right now. I'm going to pass out. Yeah, I'm going to pass out, dude.
Whoa. Oh, there I go.
It never gets old.
Never does. I will watch that video every so often just for a good chuckle. And also to freak somebody out who's never seen it before.
Oh, it's a wild one.
I didn't want to watch that Mariners game. I don't know why. I'm a glutton for punishment. I sat there and watched this game pretty much from beginning to end. And I'm like, well, maybe there's still a chance. It's 5-0. They got a couple guys on base. Maybe they'll be able to make it happen. Oh, it's 10-0. You never know. They scored 2 runs in the ninth. I'm like, it's 10-2. There's still a... No, there's never a chance. They just ended up getting rocked yesterday by the Tampa Bay Rays. That was their fourth straight win. They're back at it again today. not that I'm rooting for the Tampa Bay Rays, but kind of cool. Spokane native Drew Rasmussen is a pitcher for the Rays. He'll be pitching against the Mariners, so that's kind of cool. But going up against Brian Woo, so hopefully the winning ways start back up for the Mariners because we don't want to see the season go to crap.
Also from the world of Seattle sports, the Sounders shut out Lionel Messi and Inter Miami 3-0. 69,000 fans were at Lumen Field, Steve Miggs.
Wow. I was not there. Were you there?
No, I was not there. I heard the tickets were crazy expensive. Is that true, Danny?
Yep.
And then
it's like $120 for regular price tickets.
Okay, I have a stupid question. So this team is not in the MLS.
No, they are.
They are.
Yeah, yeah.
So what the hell was this game? Another championship game?
I'm always very confused about soccer.
Because I saw some says that Seattle's the first MLS team to win every single major trophy in North America that they could possibly win.
Yes, that is true.
I'm like, that's freaking cool, but what the hell's happening in this sport where they have all these trophies?
See, it's a whole tournament that they do. It's called the League's Cup. It's completely different from the regular MLS season. However, there were multiple MLS teams involved, and it ended up being us against Inter Miami. And we won.
And Messi, has he ever played here before?
No. That was also a huge reason why, like, ticket sales were crazy. Because he's considered the GOAT of like, he's, like, the player.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to watch him play. And so, like, on top of that being a final, also Lionel Messi was here. And it's like, oh, my God, we can watch him play.
And then David Beckham was there and Posh Spice. Is that true?
More importantly, Eddie Vedder was
Eddie
there.
Eddie Vedder was there?
One of the greatest soccer players of our generation. I don't know if you saw this story about a 48-year-old guy. He was arrested in Bellevue because he allegedly attacked a coworker with a hammer. I saw this story. I'm like, well, maybe they work in construction. Like, why? I don't know why I needed to have a reason behind this. But apparently they work in a restaurant, and they were closing, and there must have been some kind of an incident that happened between the two, and one guy just grabbed a hammer and attacked the dude. The 56-year-old victim suffered some head wounds, but he's expected to survive. Both men were taken to Overlake, so there was a massive scuffle that happened, bigger than the one that happened at the end of the Sounders match.
Oh, yes.
No hammers were used, though, in the Sounders match, at least.
Oh, my God.
That was insane.
So insane. And then somebody spit on somebody. It was a hot mess.
There was a Miami player spit on somebody from the Sounders, right? Like one of the coaches?
Yes, he did.
Oy, oy, oy.
And apparently this guy's been known for biting people in the past, so we're going all in.
Well, then at least we dodged that bullet. Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 77 degrees, it's going to be a cloudy day today. That is the Daily Mix download, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Coming up on Bike MS Weekend, Steve and Danny, I'm going to try to get one more training ride in this week before the big ride on Saturday and Sunday up in Skagit County. There's still time to join the team if you would like to ride with us, or if you care to make a donation, we would be absolutely thrilled as we are supporting the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. You can get all the details at KISW.com. Weekend for the Seattle Sounders and their fans. Shut out Messi and Inter Miami 3-0 in front of a crowd of 69,000 fans at Lumen Field.
To win a random championship in the middle of a season.
Yeah.
Go Sounders!
The League's Cup,
that's
Steve,
what it was.
Of
okay.
course.
My bad, not CONCACAF.
No.
Nope.
Or this, what's the other one? Supporters Shield? There are apparently 5 major MLS trophies, and now the Sounders are the first MLS team to do that.
Nice.
Which is very cool.
I think they're also trying to win a Grammy next year.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, good.
I believe in them. So after the game, Coach Brian Schmetzer spoke to the players in the locker room.
So, look, seriously, I'm super proud of everybody in the room. This was an entire organizational effort, top to bottom. You guys embody grit, determination. You overcome adversity. You guys do everything so f***ing well.
Ooh, naughty Schmetzer.
Naughty mouth, I like it.
You don't expect it from him. He doesn't look like someone that's going to drop a curse, and his voice doesn't even give off that vibe. And when he drops the F-bomb, you're like, oh yeah, bad man.
This is one of the biggest, best moments of my life, and thank you.
I like that guy. Like, can we get out of working for 10 days now? It's such a great moment.
That's us. Every time we got time coming up, guys. Let's go.
Where's Christian? Christian, what am I about to say?
5 days. 5 days off!
So it wasn't 10 days, but he still gave him 5 days off.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's got to be weird, though, to go back from winning a championship, having that emotional high, and then 5 days later or however many days later, okay, get back into the regular season.
Yeah.
Like, I know that when they won, like, the CONCACAF, like, there was a little bit of a letdown after they won that championship in the middle of a regular season.
Yeah, because we did not win the MLS Cup that season.
No.
So it's like, what are we going to do? Let's get back into it, guys.
So I guess we're going to suck now for a little while.
I hope not. We've honestly been on an upswing just in general, and because we kind of sucked in the beginning of the season, so let's not talk about that.
Right.
But, like, the fact that, like, we're missing a ton of our players right now, and we won this, and we've been doing well in the MLS. I'm like, let's go.
So 10 days off, we'd probably suck. 5 days off, yeah. We're going to be able to get back into
exactly.
The swing of things. Yes.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah! I mean, that's pretty exciting, though, that level of enthusiasm. And was it expected that we would win that game, Danny?
I think we were, I think it was pretty even, but I don't think we were expected to win. I could
so
be wrong
cool.
with that, though.
But were we expected to get 10 days off if we did win?
Yes.
I love that player. It's just like, he knew that. I guess that must be a thing where they get time off. So he's like, let's see if we can push it from 5 to 10 days. It's the greatest moment of your life, Schmetzer.
Right in the middle of his big speech.
Right.
The Daily Mix Show.
Since Sounders coach Brian Schmetzer said that winning the League's Cup was one of the best moments of his life, we want to know about you. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call right now and tell us one of the best moments of your life. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Audio Slave.
Christian, what am I about to say?
5 days off!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seattle Sounders fans are fired up after winning the League's Cup over the weekend. Coach Brian Schmetzer said it was one of the best moments of his life.
This is one of the biggest, best moments of my life, and thank you.
And then his team tried to finagle 10 days off after saying something like that. Which
10
was
days
awesome.
Off.
Yes.
So we want to know, what about you, Rockaholics? What was one of the best moments of your life? Call 206-803-ROCK and give us the story.
Someone just texted and said, one of the best moments of my life, paying off my house, and 2 years later, paying cash for my dream car.
Oh, my God. I feel like that's something I'm never going to experience in my life.
I was thinking about that. I was like, when I had my last house before we sold it, I'm like, we're a third of the way there. And I'm like, that means we have 20 more years of mortgage payments. And then, of course, sold that house, got our new house. And now we're just back at the beginning again.
It's brutal.
It's like, I always laugh whenever someone's like, do you own your home? I'm like, well, I mean, not really.
Kind
of. I don't have to pay rent, but I have to pay a lot of money and I have to fix things.
It's a real bummer.
I mean, come back to me in like 25 years and then I'll say, yes, I own my home, I hope.
206-803-ROCK, what was one of the best moments of your life?
What about you, Taryn Daly?
Oh, I mean, I would say, well, obviously, aside from, like, you know, becoming a mom and getting married the second time, I would say going
Please tell me it's the first time you got married.
No, not the first time I got married. It was a good party, but no, I'm not going to reference that one. But I would say going to Costa Rica, I've never really traveled outside of the country much other than, like, you know, Canada. But when we went to Costa Rica, I fell in love with that country and had some of the coolest experiences of my life. I just want to go back so bad. I also dream of traveling to other places in the world, but I would go back to Costa Rica tomorrow.
I need to get a passport so we can leave this country because there's so many places I want to go with my wife, and we just keep saying, let's get a passport, and we never get around to doing it.
What would you say is one of the best moments of your life, Steve Miggs?
You know, I don't know if it's the best, but it just, it's the first thing that popped up this past weekend. We went to the Washington State Fair, and Tatum had the courage to go on the Ferris wheel.
That's a big deal.
I was fired up. It was just like one of those stupid moments where you're like, okay, this is cool. We're doing the Ferris wheel thing, and she had so much fun. And shout out to the rockaholic who was working the Ferris wheel machine. I'm not sure if he did it intentionally, but I feel like we were on that Ferris wheel for like a very long time.
Wait, are you saying we might have an inn at the Ferris wheel at the Washington State Fair if we go?
Well, there's three different Ferris wheels there.
What?
There's the kids one, which is the one that we were on. So yes, we have a hookup at the kids Ferris wheel.
In.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. We want to know, what was one of the best moments of your life?
Another one going on, paying off certain things. People just don't want to be in debt, and I get it. Someone said, paying off my student loan after 20 years.
Oh, yeah. 20
years.
I can relate to that. It's tough. It's a slog.
Oh, we're still paying my wife's grad school student loans. That's going to be... I don't know what's going to come first, paying off our house or paying off that student loan.
Oh, no.
It's just like every time I forget that we had that, then I look, I'm like, oh, yeah, they just took more money out of our account. Thanks a lot.
Look at the balance there.
This is freaking cool. Another person said, marrying my high school sweetheart after everyone said it will never last. 15 years later, we're still proving everybody wrong.
I love that.
Yeah.
So romantic.
Got another text message holding my grandkid for the first time. I swear time stopped for a minute.
I'm telling you, the photo of my father when he held his first grandson, my nephew Wyatt, the face that my dad is making, I've literally never seen him make that face before that or even after. He's had other grandbabies born since then, but it was that first one. That I just saw a different person. It was amazing.
I remember that moment when I saw Sid's dad, my father-in-law, when he first held Tatum. And like I could just see like the amount of care, and like it's such a guy thing. When you hold a child, you're just like, I don't want to break this thing.
Careful.
Like we're thinking it's made out of like paper mache. But like the look on the face, there was such pride.
So magical. 206-803-ROCK. Katie from DuPont, what was one of the best moments of your life?
Good morning, you guys.
What's up, Katie?
As a very proud parent, my daughter just won the Washington State CTE New Teacher of the Year this summer.
Oh my gosh, that's huge.
Yeah, it was a real, I'm so proud of her. She loves teaching and she loves what she does, and it's pretty exciting.
Does she teach around here, Katie?
She teaches in the Clover Park District at Lakes High School.
Nice. Well, congratulations to your daughter. That's fantastic.
Thanks. Does she get like, proud of her.
Does she get like a cool parking spot because of that?
She wishes.
Okay, so that'd be pretty sick.
Maria in Aberdeen, what was one of the best moments of your life?
I actually went down to Vegas with my husband. We were going to a Golden Knight game because we are huge Golden Knight fans.
Okay.
Not sorry to the Kraken.
One team figured out how to put together a winning franchise.
That's true.
I always go to the game dressed like the mascot.
Okay.
And because I'm that weird adult. And the night we went, unknowingly, it was the mascot night. And I got chosen to accept the key to the fortress. So a giant steel key where the teeth were, the Vegas skyline, and it says key to the fortress on it. And I got to go down on the ice during the second intermission and for a chance to win either $1,000, an autographed stick, or an autographed jersey.
Okay.
And I won a autographed Shadow Box Aiden Hill jersey.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All of this is awesome. I have to ask, though, because I think they have, don't they have, like, two mascots? They have the guy that looks like a knight, and then they have the I don't know what the hell that thing is. Like, it looks like a lizard.
He's a Gila monster named Chance.
Yes. So you were the monster?
Yeah.
Maria, you must be fun at parties.
I have a Chance head for a hat. My jersey says Chance. I have yellow gloves. I wear leggings so that I can wear yellow and black socks all the way up to my knees. I have a tail. And I have black and gold light-up shoes.
I love it.
I love you, Maria.
And that's just what you wear to work.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve Migs this morning? His record is 280 wins, 87 losses, and 73 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK right now. And we're going to play Beat Migs at 650.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.